Episode 121, Why Miserable Weight Loss Fails. Welcome to the School of Weight Loss Podcast, where we empower you to reach your healthy weight goals with less wasted effort, money, and time. This is the podcast that uses evidence-based tips and tools to simplify weight loss for the ladies who've tried it all. If you struggle with obesity or being overweight, you're tired of endless dieting and never reaching your goals, and just plain tired with life, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, obesity medicine certified physician, life and weight loss certified coach, Dr. Emily Van Zandt. Let's get this episode started. Hello, my lovely ladies in the making. I kind of feel like this title may be self-explanatory, but I got a whole different take on it recently. And I want you to just consider that there's some real thought errors behind miserable weight loss, right? And so no matter where you're at in this journey, I want to help you this week recognize those thought errors and how your relationship with food can change, your eating can change, all of that can change. And you can create motivation without the whole journey being miserable. Yet, I think that's what we all think of for weight loss, right? We think of losing weight as the process has to be miserable and the reward of the scale moving, my clothes fitting, me being more confident, gaining energy has to be greater than the amount of misery. And that's what weight loss looks like, because that's what we've bought into as the journey of weight loss. It comes from diet culture, right? All this idea of limiting me, of being motivated by willpower, of deprivation being a huge part of the journey that I'm just going to tell you is going to actually stop you from hitting your healthy weight goals and living there. And I want you to think about that for a moment, because that's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it. Right? The way that I thought I had to experience this to have success, all the diets I've tried in the past have told me that. It's complicated. It's tricky. You're going to feel bad for a little bit. It's miserable. You're going to have to go through those withdrawals and the deprivation, and you have to be that version of you. I'm going to tell you actually stands in the way of you ever hitting your actual goals and living there. That's incredibly freeing if you consider that. Right, let's take that weight off of it and realize that I think it's just something that we buy into after we try diet after diet after diet. My guess is the first time you tried to lose weight, you didn't tell yourself it was going to be miserable. Why? Because you didn't know it was going to be miserable. Just think about that for your journey, right? So many of my ladies started working on getting healthy or losing weight with their mothers when they were younger. And my guess is your mom sold it to you as like, this is going to be great. We can do it together. It's going to be fun. And then you realize this is complicated. This is hard. And when I don't have an answer for that, there's more complicated rules for me to tell myself I need to follow, or I'm not following strict enough to get the results. That's how diets are made. Let's say that you didn't do that with your mom. Let's say you started it at some point later in life. A lot of my ladies, after having a baby or after menopause, when their metabolism shifts a little bit. And the first time you go about this, you're probably excited. You're like, it's going to be so easy. I'm going to hit these goals. This looks simple, right? I can do this. Until it's not. Because likely it was built into the process of never being that. So I want you to just take a moment for yourself right now or this week to look back into why you think weight loss is misery. And my guess is if you ask yourself then, was this originally a me problem or a diet problem? You're going to see it was a diet problem. And with time, we make it a me problem. Right? This is the story of my ladies. I know you've tried a bunch of diets. I know you're the common denominator in all of it, but I just want you to know that you bring that story forward. So one day when the scale doesn't move quite as much as we wanted it to, or the result isn't exactly what we expected it to be based off of all their rules and their guidelines, we start to tell ourselves, it's harder than I think. I need to be more miserable than I thought. I need to be more strict. I need to be more deprived to get the results. But you will end up failing that and ultimately sacrificing your results that you desire. And through that process, creating a lifetime of dieting with no results to show. And if you do have some results to show, they will limit you way before you hit your weight loss goals. So I want to kind of share this in layers with you all, that if you're considering starting a new weight loss process, do that work first. Tell yourself, I will not be miserable because that will fail me. I can give you the science proof behind it. I can give you the coaching proof behind it. I can give you the life focus proof behind it. The proof is there. Diets fail. The processes are too complicated. There's too much deprivation. There's too much misery. And in that process, we build up food rewards and the rewards that food are in our life. More miserable doesn't equal better results from the very beginning of this journey. And this has been brought to my attention more than anything in the last week by a few of my ladies who are at a spot where either they've lost a significant amount of weight and they're sitting there and they know they want to lose more weight, or they've lost a significant amount of weight and they've kind of started that slow trickle of regain. And when they try to correct that, they start going back to those same thoughts of, I'm going to have to be miserable. I need to be stricter. It's going to get harder. And here's what I tell them and what I want you to hear. That will stop you. It won't get you to your goals. It might give you a pound or two on the scale, but you're sacrificing your ultimate goal by doing that. Because from that place, you'll fail. I think so often, for my ladies especially, when you start this weight loss journey, you're only willing to start it when you get miserable enough. When you, as for one of my ladies this last week in coaching, can't walk like you want to anymore. When you've been given a health diagnosis that you say, I'm not even going to be here for my kids and my grandkids. When you catch that photograph of yourself and you think, the shame is so overwhelming at who I am in this world that I have to do something. I'll tell you, very early on when I started coaching, it always surprised me. It doesn't surprise me at all now, but it used to really surprise me when ladies would join up for my coaching program and they would say to me, I have to do something. And I would always say, I kind of want them to want to do something, right? Like, I don't want to be that place where they come to me like, I have to. It was like they were resigned to it, but not in any way looking forward to it or excited about it. And it kind of hurt my heart back then because I was like, man, my whole group is starting from this place. And now I'm like, of course my whole group started from that place because we are the ladies who it circles in the back of our heads forever that we need to lose weight. We only are willing to take the action when the feeling of misery gets so bad that we're willing to step up for the misery that we consider weight loss to be as being less miserable than the place we're at in our lives right now. And I want to offer you to jump off that treadmill because here's what that cycle looks like. And I want you to ask yourself if you've been in this place. You get miserable enough. You start the process. You lose the weight. I'm going to give you the exact example we coached on in coaching this last week. This is wild. You lose the weight to get to the point that you are a little more comfortable. You can walk now. You can move now. And for this specific lady, it just happened that her son then got engaged and she had a wedding coming up. So she was like, hey, another motivation, right? I want to look good at the wedding. So she lost 65 pounds and she has kept the 65 pounds off, but she lost it from the avoidance of misery. And I can give you a really simple plan. We can practice energized eating. We can make it fit your life so you can maintain that. But for a year now, she has sat in the background saying, I really do want to lose more weight. I really want to actually hit my healthy weight goal. I know I want more and I'm holding it over my own head that I'm not going forward. I am happy that I haven't gone backwards, that I have a plan that got me here, but I want to actually hit my goals. And do you know what I asked her? It's really one very simple question. Why? Why do you want to hit that goal? And she said, because it's a goal. And I said, that's great. What's getting you to go towards that goal? And she said, can I be really honest? I don't really have much. And I was like, that's why. That's why you're not going forward. In the background, I've seen this happen over and over and over again. right? One of my ladies reached out after she had had some regain, and she's starting to tell herself, this is a failure. I'm failing. And she said, I did it so easily before. And I said, why did you do it easily before? And you know what she said? Because I wanted to be there for my kids. I knew I wouldn't live a long life. I was afraid I was going to die for these kids that I went through fertility treatments to have and worked so hard to have. I wasn't even going to be around for them. And I said, have you checked that goal? And in fact, it was a really beautiful moment because we looked at our lab results and we looked at it and I was like, you've met the health goals. Those boxes of misery are all checked now. Now, why do you want to keep losing weight? Why do you want to hit your healthy weight goals? Why do you want to maintain the weight you've lost? Why? And here's what happens, my dear lively ladies in the making. This is the shift we never make when we use misery and deprivation to be the process and the motivation for our weight loss. As human beings, we are made to have two goals: avoid pain, seek pleasure. That's just like basic biology in our bodies. So when we come from so much misery with a process that's miserable, we are avoiding pain. And when we get to the point where there's less pain, be that physically with walking, be that emotionally with knowing that I've done the health things for my children, be that the removal of the shame of having to shop in an oversized, not fitting the clothes, be that the removal of the shame of hiding our eating, be that the removal of the shame of hiding from pictures, be that the removal of the guilt of who we are as a human being that we've limited our lives, that misery, when you hit a certain number, will balance out to be less than the misery you created in the process that got you to the weight loss goals. And that, my dear lively ladies, is when you'll start rewarding. And you'll do it with food if you haven't learned how to not do that. And it'll be these little moments of sabotage or these moments of micro quits. And you'll say to yourself, why can't I do it like I did it before? And you will never see in the background of your story the space that says you're not miserable anymore. And that's what you relied on for motivation. So I want to help those of you who are in this space with a little simple exercise this week to ask yourself. If you aren't getting to the goals that you desire, what do you gain by getting there? Why do you really want to hit that? Why does that goal matter? And I recommend this at any place in your journey, right? If you're just starting out, you can do it, especially if you hit what is quote unquote a weight loss plateau that you can't get past. Yeah, I've told my ladies for a really long time it's a mental plateau, but I've never been clearer about it than today, about what exactly is happening there. The mental plateau is the misery balance has shifted for you. And to get all the way to your healthy weight goals, you have to love yourself. It's the seek pleasure side to get you all the way there. Because here's what we know. You hit that 10% weight loss goal, a lot of those health benefits are fixed. That's great. In fact, I have told some of my ladies, you stop here because you have no reason to go past this. If you want to later, you can come back later, but learn how to maintain this first because you've checked all those boxes. You need to literally step yourself up to this version of yourself to even picture the future version of you who's all the way at that healthy weight goal, right? For my lady in particular that I coached this week, I said, what do you gain? And she had to sit with that for a bit. Because here's the thing, we haven't even pictured that version of ourselves, right? I shared that our Lively Lady Club, we have a really fun process we're setting up now. In January and in July, we do our weight loss award ceremonies. And in April, we're doing a 5K. It's the first time to have a group of women you just go do it with. It's just a meetup. We're just going to do a meetup with it. We're going to all do the 5K together. If you sign up for it, you did it. If you take those first steps, you did it. Maybe that's how this journey starts for you. But know that we will be at the back for our last ladies who finish it. We don't care for last. We really don't care. We talk, we have fun, we support each other. Because my guess is you've never had an experience like that. You may have a spouse who is like mine, who rushes you through it and wants to know your time and how many steps. And I'm like, forget that. That is not how I do this. I don't care. But I don't have a group to do it with me that way, the way I want to do it. And then we are ramping up. Are you ready for this? In September, we are going to go as a small group to hike the Grand Canyon in 4 days. So every fall, I am adding an amazing, fun experience that will blow your flipping mind. Because I never pictured myself as the version of me who wanted to hike the Grand Canyon. And in fact, my husband started this idea, but also shout out to Carla Yeka, who's a trainer who lost over 100 pounds in our program, and said to me a year ago, we're going to hike the Grand Canyon on a video for my ladies. I'll share it with you all this week. And I was like, what? What? Where are you coming from, girl? Then I thought about it and I was like, heck yeah, we are. That blows my ladies' minds to do that. And to do that with a group of women who are going to do it like you, beside you, who you can talk with, you can coach with, you can share joy with. Frankly, you're going to have a doctor and a trainer on the trail with you. So that's not a bad thing either. But this lady who's been in my Lively Lady Club has been sitting on the fringe because she's not feeling successful right now, was like, maybe I want to do that. Maybe I want to go from the version of me who is struggling to walk to the version of me who does the Grand Canyon. It's possible for me. Yes, maybe you do. So if you are at this space where you in the back of your head still think misery is the key, I want to share with you, there is nothing miserable for me about energized eating. I look forward to the foods I eat. In fact, as Melanie shared recently in our 10% award ceremony, I changed my food a lot less than I thought I would. But I changed my thoughts and my relationship with food a lot more than I thought I would. Yes, there's nothing miserable for me in what I eat. There's certainly nothing miserable about the scale. I only add in activities that fill me up, that I love, and I'm becoming more and more of who I want to be in this process. I want to just close by sharing with you all our Lively Lady Manifesto in case you've never heard it. Our Lively Lady Manifesto says, I am the healthy me. I maximize energy to live my best life. I find energized, innovative solutions to create my best life. I am an active participant. I live out my passions and God's purpose for me. I have a warrior spirit of love for myself and others. I am empowered and own my authority over my eating, my plan, and my life. I'm creating my living legacy by example and word. Today is the day. There is nothing miserable. If you love today's episode, make sure to share it with a friend who needs to hear it too. Leave me a review and click subscribe to get the latest updates on all my new podcast episodes. Ready to reach your healthy weight goals and drop the endless diet cycle? Head on over to emilyvinzantmd.com and learn more about working with me in Dr. Emily's School of Weight Loss, my virtual weight loss coaching program. The link is in my show notes.